Great. Now we have got the first Insights podcast here with Mariano. Hi, Mariano.
Hi. Pleasure to be here.
Yeah, it's great. Great that we can be on your booth, right, at the OMR. And for all of you, VTEX is something pretty new in Europe, right? And perhaps, Mariano, you can say two things about you and two things about VTEX.
Okay. So about myself, I am a mechanic engineer. So, used to work for banks.
Okay.
And 25 years ago, I started VTEX. So we started from Brazil, from the city of Rio. And the second thing about me is that I am passionate about spear fishing.
Okay.
It's a pretty rare sport. And this is what I do when my wife says that I just being complete as my own is just doing spear fishing.
But that's really dangerous, right?
Yeah. You need to take care.
Yeah. And are you also eating the fish by your own?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That's the best.
Really fresh.
That's really fresh.
Yeah. Afterwards, I can give you one hint here. Here's one friend of mine, a spear fisher, and he's bringing really good fish to the table.
Oh, that's awesome.
That's great.
That's the best.
And he worked for some of these really biggest guys with yachts over 100 meters.
Oh, okay.
So in the name, I cannot say the name, but okay.
So about VTEX, VTEX is a 25 years old company, digital commerce platform. We started in Brazil, and now we operate in 46 countries. We are public in New York Stock Exchange. We are the leaders in IDC. We operate in German. We operate OBI. It's a pretty big company here.
OBI for all of you.
OBI. Yeah. So we operate OBI here, and we see a good momentum for VTEX in Germany. That's why we came to OMR. And I'm really surprised. OMR is a huge event.
Right.
So, yeah.
And then the funny thing is, Mariano, you already have also your own event, right?
Yes.
It's at the beginning of June.
Yeah.
How many attendees do you have? Listen now.
So VTEX Day, it's 25,000 people per day.
Yeah.
So the 2 days. So at the end, 50,000 participants. It's a pretty big event.
Incredible big.
It is.
Like IBM has running events like that, or Microsoft.
Yeah, Salesforce is
it's a bit bigger.
VTEX Day, the main stage is for 10,000 people. So that's the size of the event. We are running the event for the last 15 years, and that's how our ecosystem connects. So we do have 280 sponsors and more than 200 speakers. So it's 1 million square meters. So it's huge.
Yeah.
And that's our way to do marketing, is producing the content and sharing the content inspired by the vision we do have for VTEX. So.
And the great thing is so when I learned about VTEX, you are the player. You're the player in the American market there. That's
fine. Yeah. We are doing well. I believe we were in the right spot in the right moment. Let's put some aspect of lucky.
Yeah.
It's a Brazilian engineer product, but we always develop the product by deploying a complete solution, but also allowing the customers to turn on and turn off some of the modules and composing by themselves. And that naturally became a kind of the go-to for the enterprises. Like we run Walmart, Carrefour, L'Oreal, Samsung, Electrolux, Whirlpool, all those industries, Black & Decker. So we run all those industries, and the thing that they have with VTEX is when they need to go fast, they just deploy and go fast. But sometimes they have $1 billion operation and they need to compose. They need to own part of the systems, integrate, so they can compose in VTEX.io as well. So we are in between a Shopify and a kind of a framework like Magento or Commerce Tools. We are in between. So, and I would credit these, the success of VTEX.
Yeah.
So we're pretty happy where we are positioning. I believe we are future-proof where we are positioning. And at the end of the day, there are not so many platforms around. Very, very few of them own it by a group of people with a founder kind of mentality.
Right. Yeah.
So, and we are in this secret spot.
So that's very interesting, because before we decided to go with VTEX, right, we are analyzing the situation for our clients. And what we saw is they spent a lot of money at Corona for the infrastructure and everything what they needed. A bit too much sometimes.
Yes.
And then, especially in Europe and Germany, it's not going up like to Corona. It's now decreasing sometimes. And the people say, okay, we have to save money.
Yeah.
So, okay, we are in Germany. They spent a lot of money into SAP, of course, Salesforce, which is Demandware, ex-Demandware, which is also coming somehow from Germany.
Yep.
And we do have got Shopware, Commerce Tools. So great products. But they are more enterprise, or they were every time enterprise.
Yeah.
And then we had the Shopify stuff and the people who spent a lot of money here. And then we see here the scissor, right, and a gap between both. And this is very fitting. That was our feeling there.
Yeah, this is correct. The German commerce history is to sell freedom on unlimited basis.
Yeah.
So I give you the tools and you create above it. But that actually requires 5 to 6% of the GMV to be spent in the technology infrastructure. And at the end of the day, the game right now is not anymore about functionalities. It is about ecosystem, how lean you can operate, how lean you can scale, how lean, for example, OBI is for me a world-class case where you do have a $10 billion operation run it by a less than 500 people in IT.
Yeah.
And that's, I believe, where the retailers and the brand manufacturers will go. They say they need to be lean. These are financial kind of status quo that we're living right now. It's not even a crisis. I believe we'll stay. So the high interest rate will stay.
Yeah.
And the companies need to pursue a kind of a fast track to innovate and to customize and develop 100% their own kind of DevOps and everything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just too much. So with VTEX, you can choose where you put your bets.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, I state that freedom is not the right to compose. Freedom is the right to write off what you have composed before.
Okay. Yeah.
So when you want to turn it off, you just turn it off, your custom thing, you use out of the box, and you keep innovating where you really make the difference.
Right. And this is what I understood, is you're having the commerce part, you've got a CMS, you've got a PIM, you've got a marketplace. Which is very broad portfolio, right?
Yes.
But it's more or less commodity. So not your product, but in general, it is nothing so special after 25, 30 years of innovation there.
Yeah, it's interesting enough to say that innovation right now is to do the same thing with 80% less resources. That's innovation. That's innovation.
That's a good statement. To say, okay, do the right thing with...
Yeah, you know, we have one of the principles of VTEX we call insist in simplicity. And I believe the world over-engineered architectures, connections...
Especially in Germany, we are a good engineering setting.
No, Germany is doing well. You can see other countries that over-engineering much more than Germany. But at the end of the day, the world is over-engineered. Yeah. And now we need to just write off edge cases. You know, there's a ground rule that say you don't need to address 99% of the cases and automate the exceptions. Address 95% of the cases because you're going to save 80% of your money and treat the 5% as an exception that you don't need to automate. And so I believe that's where the commerce world will go. And I believe VTEX is well positioning to capture these. So we see the German market as a huge market for us. We do have a lighthouse here, that's Zobi. Yeah. So pretty promising what we are seeing.
So what is also pretty interesting for all the people who are watching and listening, you have got a global view, or a somehow global view. And speaking in economics, how do you positioning Germany, Europe, America? There's so much volatility now in South America.
So I believe Germany has hundreds or thousands of brand manufacturers. And the brand manufacturing from Germany, they are not yet with the front end or the global kind of positioning that they need to survive. So let's take a company, for example, like MTU Rolls-Royce.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All the B2B in Germany didn't invest in rebuilding the front end of the channels as other countries. So it's a still very old way of distributing and communicating. But this is about to change, because with the AI thing, you need to control the channels. So there is no space anymore for brand manufacturers like Stanley Black & Decker. They use VTEX. And now they are creating all like a vast numbers of channels to address any demand, from EDI, from punch out, to self-service portal, to sales rep automation systems. So all of these outside of SAP. We are calling these the front end of the ERP. For many, many years, the ERP was the front end.
Right, it was the tools for everything.
Yes. Yeah. And not anymore. So the B2B needs a tool to sell. And the e-commerce platforms will take this space. And Germany has a big market on B2B and can use this globally. For example, companies that are being manufactured in Germany, for them to discover new markets like Brazil, like Mexico, like Thailand, it needs the old way to go too. With the digital, the new markets comes to you. So it's become cheaper to distribute what you already have. So it's a massive B2B replatform that we're going to see in the world. And the incumbents like SAP, Salesforce, they do not have the capability of delivering the last mile on channels as VTEX. So that's why we are really enthusiastic by being here and by pushing the market.
And what I understood is, I was in a project, one client was in Greece, and they had a lot of issues with the addresses. You have got the same, right? Because in Germany, one address, one name, nearly like that.
Yeah.
But you have got, even in a favela and so on, not really addresses, right?
No.
You covered it differently.
Yeah. So this is one aspect of a global platform. When you sort it out for one, you sort it out for everything. So as we operate 46 countries, we have these out of the box. So you go to the Arabic world, in VTEX is like that. Oh, I want a very specific financial promotion for Argentina. You go like that. Oh, in Brazil, the logistics is chaotic. You do like that. So as we are addressing all the demand of the Western world, companies can come to VTEX and deploy multiple countries out of the box. And I believe this is one of our main differentiators. We call ourselves the backbone for connected commerce. For example, just in payments, we do have more than 150 connections live. You don't need to integrate, you just go live. So these kind of things gives the brands the ability to test new markets. Instead of being like a big project, they just test. And that's what I believe the world needs, is the brands to be more aggressive in testing new markets and at the end of the day, become more profitable.
So there's still a lot of room having German brands going over to Brazil, for example.
Yeah. German brands going all over the world. Today, they go by a master franchise by old ways of distributing. And I believe not, it's not the digital that's changing. It's the way you distribute your manufacturing that's changed. The manufacturing is changing overall. So, and with the tariffs, it's a new element.
Of course.
Yeah.
Trump is one of the best sales guys now for Brazil.
It's creating a lot of volatility. So at the end of the day, how you manufacture and how you distribute, now you need to lever the velocity, the speed as one of your ingredients to survive. And I believe that's what VTEX delivers.
And one question, you have a CNA as a client, the fashion retailer from Germany.
Yep.
They have got in Germany a different solution than in Latin America,
yes,
right?
Yes.
Isn't that something common or is that?
It is pretty common. You know, like when you have a big company, you allow countries to have their own solution. So CNA is a big fashion group in Brazil.
Yeah.
And they use VTEX for many, many years. And they outgrow the e-commerce of CNA in the world. So now we are seeing the opposite. Like many companies are starting with us in some of the countries and exporting VTEX to other countries. And it's interesting because the best practice of e-commerce, digital channels, B2B channels, it is actually commoditizing.
Okay.
So people believe that, say, oh, I am unique because I am in a unique country with a unique conditions. Maybe not. Maybe you're going to see the world and you say, oh, the best logistics systems are coming out of Argentina and Romania. The best social media is coming out of Indonesia and China. The best OMS system is coming out of the United States. So, and with VTEX operating all the 46 countries, we know what's the best of the best, and we put this in one platform. So we call ourselves a very opinionated software.
Okay.
So we tell our customers how they need to architecture the software and save money and be lean and be fast. So it's a different world, different type of software to be around.
It's not only software, right?
It's not software anymore. You need to have opinion. You need to be in the edge of servicing instead of just enabling to provide to your customers what they are asking for.
Great, thank you. One last question. You're the co-founder of VTEX.
Yes.
Really happy to be part of the show here. When was the moment to say, okay, this is now, I want to found VTEX? So was there any tipping moment?
So I was working for a bank. I was 22 years old.
Yeah.
It was 25 years ago. I'm 47. And in back there, Brazil was not in the loop of investments. So it was not easy to create a new company.
Okay. Yeah.
But at the end of the day, we believed in the Brazilian engineer. Brazilian engineering is one of the most secret, hidden secrets in the world. For example, nobody knows, but the private jet most sold in the United States, it's a Brazilian private jet.
Okay, yeah. Which one?
I'm not. It's an Embraer Phenom 300.
It's an Embraer. It's
Brazilian.
Yeah, Brazilian.
So Brazilian engineering has been behind for many, many things in the world. And it was something that I am a mechanic engineer, yeah, as I said. So I say, we need to do something that can show the capability of our engineering. And the internet was booming. And then I say, okay, let's join the engineering from Brazil plus internet. And let's create here a company called VTEX. We struggled for many, many, many years. Just after 12 years of Brazilian operation, we added a first, second country, okay, that was Argentina. And after 2012, we conquered like Latin America up to 2016. I believe we were like the big leader there. And then we opened to the US and we opened to Europe.
And it was going fast.
And then we're going faster and faster. We did our IPO in 2021. July 2021, and it was like amazing IPO. So it was pretty interesting the journey from a very, very small startup to a huge public company right now. But the spirit of a founder-led, the energy, I believe is still in the company. So,
and I have got a last question.
Please.
So, in Germany, I go into agencies and companies. So we're thinking about how we can be better for our clients. What is really needed? And one part is the clients want to have got reliable agencies, IT service companies, where they can act with. So you need local presence. Where everything is produced really doesn't matter. Pricing doesn't matter, but where, perhaps data security things, but doesn't matter. So we went to Eastern Europe, we went to India, so Germany at all. So we looked at Thailand, Vietnam, Malaysia. So this we have got several of these countries also development hubs. And now my question is, after looking also to Africa, we didn't look at Latin America or Brazil. And you said it's the best hidden secret.
Yes.
Should we move with a development unit to Brazil? So
I believe there are five big regions in the world where engineering is have the asset, the amount of people being formed by universities. We have India, China, and Russia as the biggest regions. Mm-hmm. Then we have Eastern Europe and Latin America. Eastern Europe, around 300,000 engineers. Latin America, around 280,000 engineers a year. And because of the geopolitics on the last 5-10 years, all the four big regions are kind of outdated. So desperate, the world is looking for a safe harbor where you have almost unlimited resources so you can use. And that's Latin America. And Brazil, by being the biggest country of Latin America,
the most stable
country. Yeah, can lead the way in kind of a safe shore because Brazil and Latin America has a lot of bad things, but one good thing, we don't like war. We've never been into one, and we are pretty safe. There is no earthquake. There's
more away.
Yes. So, you know, like, it's because we were forgotten by the world. Now is a really amazing place where you can deploy development. You can really have a high-level engineering in a very affordable way, and people with grit, you know.
And passion.
Passion, grit, creative engineering, I call. AWS, Meta, Google, like all the big ones are hiring thousands of Brazilians, Argentinians, Colombians right now. So I believe that you should see it. And there are many small companies that you can buy. So Accenture, the leading unit of Accenture in the world for commerce right now is a Brazilian company that they bought. The WPP, the same, the leading company for them in the world for e-commerce is a Brazilian company. So many of the biggest size in the world is buying small companies and developing from the grounds in Latin America. So you should definitely take a look.
Yeah, and you too, Mariano.
You too, yes.
Thank you for all the insight.
No,
that's very,
pleasure.
Very valuable. Just having the outside view of you helps everyone here to make better decisions.
Yeah, so. And thank you. Thank you. It's an honor to be here. And congrats. Amazing, amazing ecosystem that I'm just realizing that you do have here.
Yeah, but the funny thing is here, the hamburgers, so the people who are living here, don't like the Omar because it's too fancy, too loud, too many people. I think that won't happen in Rio de Janeiro or Sao Paulo.
No, we love loud people.
Yeah.
Yes. So, okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.